I'm Gerald Wilson. I'm the Senior Associate Dean of Trinity College of Arts and Sciences, and I teach American History.
Dean Wilson remembers the decision that made integration possible and the Duke community's response to its first black undergraduate students.
Just as an aside, I can remember that day in May in 1954 when I was in high school and Supreme Court decision Brown v. Board of Education was announced, and being in a southern high school in Winston-Salem, I mean, everybody was in an uproar. It was an incredible period. When I first came to Duke, and my wife, who graduated from, well, quote, Woman's College of Duke University in 1962, of course, it was all white then. And then I look at my classes now, and I look at the ethnic mix in there. I mean, it represents quite a change, quite a good change, but it represents quite a change at Duke. It's been interesting to watch the progress of integration at Duke. To begin with, at the undergraduate level, it began with very small numbers, to be sure. By and large, the students were welcomed. Now, there was some pushback, and there was one group, one fraternity particularly, which they were put off campus after a while, but one of the reasons was because of a number of racial remarks that were growing out of that fraternity section, period. As African-American students came in larger numbers, obviously they became, on the one hand, more accepted. On the other hand, oftentimes they tended to group together. I mean, there was a self-segregated segregation here, period.
My name is Kyle Jones. I'm a senior here at Duke. I'm a psychology major, minor in evolutionary anthropology and Spanish. I'm the current president of the National Pan-Atlantic Council and the immediate past president for Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
Throughout his college experience, Kyle has dealt with the issues of inclusiveness and self-segregation on Duke's campus.
So, like, the idea of, like, self-segregation, I agreed with it, but now, like, I start to hate it because it's, like, I don't know, whenever, like, someone says self-segregation, like, generally, it's that, like, the minority in whatever group should, like, assimilate into the majority, you know? And it's definitely a two-way street. And so, I mean, both parties definitely are guilty of sticking within themselves, but I don't necessarily think it's, like, segregating yourself as more as identifying with someone. I feel like racism in itself, you look at the person's skin color. So if you're trying to get to a place where we're beyond that, then we have to look at, you know, each other's backgrounds and their interests and, you know, look at them as a person. And so I think Duke kind of does that pretty well. It's just that sometimes we can have relapse. We always say that, like, the next step is probably maybe forced interaction, because students generally aren't going to step outside of their comfort zone and try to interact with people that are different from them. We need to, like, make incentives for wanting to be diverse. Because, again, like, I'm guilty of, you know, hanging out with people that I have things in common with. It's an easier time. It makes social scenes, like, less awkward. So, I know, I think we need to, like, again, make the incentive to, like, push people out of their comfort zone. If we are to get anywhere, I guess, at Duke or in life, it's just to not make that immediate jump or assumption that I have a commonality with the person or we don't, based on the skin color.
You got any closing remarks?
Yeah, I believe in the world.
All right.
All right.
Cool. Kyle and Gerald both agree that focusing on our background rather than our skin color is the key to moving toward a more inclusive society.
We do talk about it, and I think one of the good things is everybody has become more comfortable. And in, you know, talking with people of various racial, ethnic backgrounds and just, you know, asking very honest questions, I think this is very good. It's when you pretend it's not an issue, that's not very good. I mean, you're really not helping anybody. It's quite irrelevant, but I was in South Carolina this weekend and in a restaurant, which I would basically, you know, a blue-collar restaurant. And I just note it about a 30-year-old man, white man and black man, came in, sat down, had lunch together. They were talking the whole time. It was the so what, yeah, that really impressed me. Nobody really seemed to care, period. It's been great to be at Duke and to watch Duke one, go from a very strong regional university to a world-class university, and number two, to watch it become more and more inclusive of ethnic groups, et cetera.